USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An outbreak of tornadoes striking Missouri especially hard late yesterday and earlier today. About 100 people are being treated for injuries after Jefferson City suffered a direct hit from a half-mile-wide twister. Lieutenant David Williams of the Jefferson City Police Department says they're still tallying up the damage and trying to find survivors.
We're receiving multiple calls for people being trapped in their homes. We don't know what they're are saying trapped. If they can't get out of their front door means one thing, but we do have debris on some homes to where they are not able to access the outside at all.
The storm system leaving 3 people dead in Golden City, Missouri, and at least 1 person died in Oklahoma. The Pentagon reportedly considering a request to send 5,000 more U.S. soldiers to the Persian Gulf region as tensions rise with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
The feud between President Trump and Democratic leaders only intensifying following some remarks yesterday morning by Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Vice President Mike Pence brought it up during a speaking engagement in North Carolina last evening.
This morning, an hour before Democrat leaders were scheduled to go to the White House to meet with the President to talk about rebuilding our nation's infrastructure, the Speaker of the House actually accused the President of the United States of engaging in a cover-up.
The president denying that there have been any cover-ups, saying at a Rose Garden event yesterday, quote, "I don't do cover-ups." Most American voters approve of abortion rights, according to a Quinnipiac survey that found 65% of American voters agree with the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision and say it should stand. Just 27% say they disagree with that ruling. Most Republicans surveyed said they are against Roe v. Wade. And this is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For the second time this week, President Trump is losing a court case over his refusal to comply with congressional subpoenas, a New York federal judge refusing to block Deutsche Bank and Capital One from handing over the president's financial records. Trump's attorneys argue these subpoenas are purely politically motivated. On Monday, another judge wouldn't block Trump's accounting firm from handing over the president's records. The number of migrant children who have died in the custody of U.S. border officials is climbing, the government announcing that a 10-year-old girl from El Salvador died last September, and since her death, 5 more migrant kids between ages 2 and 16 have died while being detained. The girl who died most recently, or the girl who died last September, had a history of congenital heart defects. She lapsed into a coma and ultimately passed away at the Children's Hospital in Omaha, Nebraska. And former slave and abolitionist Harriet Tubman will not appear on the $20 bill, at least not until after Donald Trump's presidency, even if he wins re-election. As Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin told the White House, or I should say the House Financial Services Committee, a new security feature to fight counterfeiting will be part of a redesigned bill in 2020, but a 20 with the likeness of Tubman is unlikely to come out before 2028. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.